This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Greece, where tourism accounts for 20% of economic activity. It's also a country that has taken in many refugees fleeing war, oppression, and poverty. On some Greek islands, where thousands of migrants have been placed in camps, businesses are complaining this hurts tourism. John Lawrenson reports from the island of Samos.
The tables are ready, napkins folded, the white tablecloths are spotless. But at the tavernas of Samos town, there aren't many customers. Yanis Estadiadis has had to lay off 5 employees at his seafront cafe, and he's had far fewer customers since the number of migrant arrivals doubled this summer.
People start not coming, especially in the night. Tourists became more and more less. Samos town is starting to hurt like a very big hotspot for the immigrants.
The population of Samos town is less than 7,000, and now there are over 7,000 migrants living in a camp next to it. The Greek-run camp is desperately overcrowded. It's infested with rats. Just outside the camp exit, there's an open sewer. Most of the migrants here fled war and economic hardship in Africa, Afghanistan, and Syria. Many islanders were initially sympathetic to the migrants, but that has changed as the migrant camp has turned into something that looks more permanent. And islanders say it's affecting their livelihoods. Despina Kyler is in charge of tourism at Samos Town Hall. She says the camp's proximity to the town is driving away tourists.
When someone wants to go for holidays, doesn't want to have problems and see suffering. When they come, they see all this problem around and they feel bad. This is bad also for us. Hotels are empty and cafeterias also.
No tourists even to listen to this street musician. At the moment, the migrants are free to roam around the town. But the Greek government has announced it will replace the current camps with bigger facilities that they won't be able to leave. The EU has told Greece it's not allowed to do this. Local officials have staged strikes to protest the situation. In Samos, Greece, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.